Keep your head down, Jack.
Thanks for the advice, Arnie.
Speaking of advice, did you ever call Wealth Managers LLC? You asked me for their number last week. They can help you with your financial and retirement needs.
Not yet.
Jack, what are you waiting for? If you want sound advice, you need to talk with the pros at Wealth Managers LLC.
You're right, Arnie. It is important to get good advice. There's no mulligans when it comes to investing. I'll call them as soon as I get home. What was their number again?
800-497-9995.
Wait, let me write it down, Arnie. 800-497-9995.
Securities and advisory services offered through registered representatives of Satir Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC. Wealth Managers, LLC is independent of Satir Advisor Networks, LLC, and can be reached at 800-497-9995 or wealthmanagersllc.com. Welcome to How to Be a Great Investor with Richard Everett. Richard started his career in the financial services industry back in 1984. He's the founder and past president of the Everett Financial Group. Richard was also a member of the International Association of Financial Planners and was named Financial Planner of the Year in 1996 by First Financial Planners. In addition to teaching hundreds of seminars, he's hosted his own radio and television shows and has authored several books on finance, including Whatever Happened to the Promised Land. Richard has taught his biblically-based financial principles in churches, conferences, Bible colleges, and universities, including Yale University's School of Management Believers in Business Conference. And now, How to Be a Great Investor with Richard Everett.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Everett, your host of How to Be a Great Investor. My desire is to help teach you the art of investing through biblical wisdom and contemporary investment insight. As a retired investment professional with 35 years' experience in the world of finance, I've helped thousands of families get their financial house in order. I don't have any products to sell or agenda to push, just common sense principles I've learned over my 35-year career in the investment arena. Today, I'm going to share with you 6 ways to increase your monthly income and 5 ways to lower the taxes on your investment portfolio. I decided to retire back in 2008 at the ripe old age of 55. I thought it was the best route for me to take in order to live a longer, healthier, more productive life. I wanted to escape the rat race of working on Wall Street for most of my adult life and finish my life doing things of significance like mission work and poverty issues. Unfortunately, it didn't take me long to figure out that one of the most important things I would need in retirement was monthly income. After all, life does cost money. Since I worked decades in the investment world, I pretty much knew what I had to do if I wanted to maintain a contented lifestyle. So I converted part of my portfolio to income-producing investments. And by doing so, I received the income I need so I can live happily after all. The two most beautiful words in the English language are check and closed. So here you go, 6 income-producing investments that can produce above-average monthly or quarterly returns. So let's get started with number 1. Number 1 is bonds. Bonds do come in all shapes and sizes. There are corporate bonds, treasury bonds, municipal bonds, global government bonds, junk bonds, just to name a few. Bonds are called fixed income securities because they pay a fixed interest rate. When you purchase a bond, you will receive a periodic interest payment, usually twice a year, until the bond matures, which is generally anywhere from 1 to 30 years. Generally speaking, the higher the yield, the lower the quality of the bond. So be very careful and do your homework before making a purchase. If you want safety and guarantees, buy U.S. Treasuries or munis, municipal bonds. If you want higher returns, consider corporate or high-yield bonds. It depends on if you want to sleep well or eat well. Bonds provide relatively safe and predictable income, and they are also a very important part of a well-diversified portfolio and very helpful in risk mitigation. And here's another very important point about bonds. They sometimes give you a better return than stocks. In fact, bonds outperform stocks 10 out of the last 40 years. That's one out of every 4 years, or 25% of the time. That comes in pretty handy, folks, when the stock market is getting trashed over a prolonged period of time. The next investment that may be able to help you increase your income are real estate investment trusts, or REITs. For years, real estate investment trusts have been a good investment to own in a diversified portfolio. A REIT is a professionally managed company that owns or finances income-producing real estate. REITs can provide investors with regular income streams, capital appreciation, and diversification. Unlike other investments, REITs must pay out at least 90% of their taxable income as dividends to shareholders, which are generally taxed at a lower rate than ordinary income. Now, folks, that's a very good thing, less taxes. Publicly traded REITs are bought and sold on the major stock exchanges like an individual stock, therefore making them extremely liquid and desirable. Real estate investment trusts were created by Congress, and by the way, that's the opposite of progress, and signed into law by President Dwight D. Eisenhower back in 1960. Since then, the REIT industry has grown into a trillion-dollar business. Okay, that's the end of the history lesson. Real estate investment trusts are truly a passive investor's dream come true. No toilets to fix, no repairs to make, no tenants to chase for rent payments, and no one to clean up after. REITs have historically been one of the top-performing asset classes with double-digit average annual return over the past 40 years. They are worth a serious look. However, never forget, all investments have some sort of risk, including REITs. Poor management, vacancies, business failures, to name but a few. Always do your homework before investing. Number three is fixed annuities. Annuities have been around a long time. In fact, the idea of paying out a stream of income dates all the way back to the Roman Empire, if you can believe that. An annuity is a type of insurance policy or tax-deferred savings plan issued by an insurance company. Fixed annuities create a stream of income for a fixed period of years or for your lifetime. Fixed annuities also come with guarantees. These guarantees are made by the insurance company issuing the annuity, and each state has a guarantee association that protects consumers in the unlikely event an insurer becomes insolvent and is unable to honor its commitment. For example, in the state of Florida, where I live, the guarantee is $300,000 per annuity. Now, here's a quote from AARP. And yes, I'm old enough to be a member of AARP. The quote says, "Social Security lasts for a life, and so does an employee pension. If you don't have a pension, annuities can serve as a pension substitute." With fixed annuities, your principal is indeed fixed and guaranteed by the insurance company. Gains are usually locked in each year, and you can mix and match different types of annuities to create a guaranteed tax-favored income stream in retirement that is not influenced by interest rates, market fluctuation, or other market influences. The next investment we're going to take a look at to increase your income is stock dividends. Stock dividends, why are they important? Well, stock dividends are important because, first of all, if you're retired, they help supplement your income. Secondly, over the past several decades, 42% of the annual total return of the S&P 500 was derived from dividends. Get the implication? Buy a non-dividend paying stock and you will likely miss out on a lot of money. According to the same research, dividend paying stocks outperform non-dividend paying stocks over the past 40 years by 6% with lower risk. I think you'll agree that's a big deal. So simply put, a dividend is a distribution of a portion of the company's earnings decided upon by the board of directors and paid to its shareholders. Dividends are usually paid out on a quarterly or annual basis. And receiving dividends is one of the ways an investor makes money. Bottom line, a dividend is your share of the apportioned profits of a company you own stock in. That's pretty attractive, don't you think? At any given time, there are blue chip stocks paying, well, somewhere between 4 and 5% as a dividend yield. Look even closer and you might be able to find 6 to 8% yields on utilities and other energy companies. And number five are closed-end funds, or CEFs. If you want to buy a dollar worth of stock for 90 cents or less, you can do so just about any day the stock market is open. Closed-end mutual funds are an often overlooked investment. They often trade at significant discounts to their net asset value. They are ideal for investors who want more income because many CEFs pay very high yields. You can shop for attractive yields and discounts on closed-end funds daily in the Wall Street Journal, or if you buy them at the right price, You can shop for attractive yields and discounts on closed-end funds daily in the Wall Street Journal. And if you buy them at the right price, they can be real gems. And last but not least, let's talk about preferred stocks. Preferred stocks, are also known as preferred shares, are securities that are considered hybrid investments with both equity and fixed income characteristics. They normally carry no shareholder voting rights, but usually pay a fixed dividend. Plus, preferred dividends tend to be taxed at rates below those of ordinary interest, making them even better if you're in a high tax bracket. You can also buy a mutual fund that holds nothing but preferred stocks, or see what's available through an online broker. Remember, folks, always do your homework and your due diligence before you make any investment. Remember, all investments have some sort of risk. Here's what income-producing investments can do for you. A gentleman approached me for investment advice in the latter part of 2009. He had a $1.2 million retirement portfolio made up mostly of individual growth stocks and mutual funds, which, by the way, do not pay dividends. Prior to the so-called Great Recession stock market meltdown, of 2007 through 2009, his investment account was worth $2 million. Not only had he lost his shirt, but he also lost $800,000. And one of the reasons for the 40% decline was that he was forced to sell more shares at a substantial discounted price in order to generate the $60,000 per year he needed to live on. Folks, selling low is not a great investment strategy. It was wreaking havoc on his investments. Allow me to illustrate. Suppose I purchased a large number of shares of a company trading at around $100 each. And I plan on selling one share per month or $100 to supplement my income. Now, suppose my stock declines by 50% to $50 a share. In order for me to get my $100 per month, I must now sell two shares. I will run out of shares and money a lot sooner if the stock stays depressed for a prolonged period of time. To say the least, this man was in trouble. I want you to imagine working your entire adult lifetime to accumulate a good-sized nest egg, only to lose 30, 40, or even 50% of your life savings in just a couple of years. Fortunately, I was able to help guide him back to solvency by selling what he had in his portfolio and purchasing an assortment of income-producing investments. We were able to stop the bleeding. He was now able to live off the income, still the $60,000 that he needed, and not have to sell any shares while maintaining his standard of living. $1.2 million times 5%, that's the dividend income he was able to get, equals the $60,000 per year he needed to be able to pay his bills and to live a decent lifestyle. And here's the really good news for my new best friend. His portfolio recovered sooner because he was able to stop selling shares in his portfolio at a discounted price while the market was in decline. I think you'll agree more income comes in handy. And these six investments can easily enhance your monthly cash flow. So think about it. Bonds, real estate investment trust, fixed annuities, stock dividends, closed-end funds, and preferred stocks can certainly enhance your retirement income. Next, let's talk about five ways to lower the taxes on your investment portfolio. How many of us have invested with an eye on tax implications? Not too many, according to a recent survey. Just 35% were interested in tax-sensitive investing strategies. I guess the other 65% were apparently happy with paying more taxes. Oh well, for the rest of us who take pride in legally paying less taxes with tax-smart strategies, let's dive into these five different ideas. Number one are municipal bonds, or also known as munis. Municipal bonds are issued by state and local governments and their agencies to fund capital expenditures for public projects like schools, bridges, or hospitals. The chief advantage of investing in munis is that the interest income is exempt from federal income taxes and often state and local taxes as well. So you might be able to get a triple tax benefit depending on where you live and depending on the type of muni you purchase. But the investor's tax bracket is important when deciding whether munis are a good investment or not. The higher your tax bracket, the better the benefit you receive. Tax-free munis can be very, very appealing. Number two are tax-deferred annuities. We talked a little bit about those a few minutes ago, but there are safe and secure ways to delay the impact of taxes on your savings. In a taxable vehicle like a CD or a money market account, you must pay taxes on your earnings each year. But in a tax-deferred account like an annuity, earnings are free from taxation until withdrawal. So it makes good economic sense to delay paying taxes until you need the money. Annuities come in all shapes and sizes and are offered by hundreds of insurance companies. Seek expert financial advice from a well-qualified, experienced investment professional before purchasing an annuity. To learn more about annuities, go to greatinvestor.org and download the free booklet called Retirement Money Deserves a Good Home, or listen to the podcast on annuities. Both are available on greatinvestor.org. Number three, tax-managed equity mutual funds. Some mutual funds are managed specifically to minimize the investor's tax burden by using strategies like holding stocks for an extended period of time to avoid short-term capital gains, avoiding dividend-paying stocks, and offsetting capital gains with losses. Tax-managed mutual funds put you in control of when you want to incur the taxes on gains because they deliver most of their capital gains in the form of unrealized gains, which simply means you don't pay taxes until you sell your shares of the fund. And next, let's talk a little bit about index funds as a way to lower the taxes on your investment portfolio. Index mutual funds are tax efficient because of their low turnover. That means they don't buy and sell a lot of stocks or bonds in their portfolio, and therefore they incur a lot less short-term capital gains. Index funds simply replicate the holdings of an index like the S&P 500, which means they do very little trading. Therefore, there are minimal costs, fees, and taxes. By virtually eliminating all short-term capital gains, which, by the way, is taxed at a higher rate than ordinary income, index funds can help investors lessen the tax bite from Uncle Sam. And last but not least, let's talk a little bit about Roth IRAs. In my opinion, Roth IRAs are the greatest thing since sliced bread. Why? Taxes. So how is a Roth IRA better than a traditional IRA? Well, the main difference between the two types of IRAs is when you pay taxes on your investments. Traditional IRAs can delay the taxes until retirement, but with Roth IRAs, you pay tax now rather than later. Here's an example of how it works. With a Roth IRA, there is no upfront tax break, but you don't have to pay taxes on withdrawals in retirement. That's the opposite of a traditional IRA, which may allow you to deduct at least part of your contribution if you qualify, but requires you to pay income taxes on money you withdraw in retirement. Both accounts allow investments within them to grow without getting clipped by taxes each year. In other words, they're tax deferred. There are differences as well. Roth IRAs offer a bit more flexibility than IRAs do. You may withdraw your contributions to a Roth IRA penalty-free at any time for any reason, but you'll be penalized for withdrawing any investment earnings prior to age 59 and a half, unless it's for a qualified reason. If you converted money from a traditional IRA into a Roth IRA, you cannot take it out penalty-free until at least 5 years after the conversion. Roth IRAs also let you leave your money untouched for as long as you like. With a traditional IRA, you must start taking withdrawals called required minimum distributions after you reach age 70 and a half. And while you can no longer make contributions to a traditional IRA after you reach 70 and a half, you can keep contributing to a Roth IRA regardless of your age. I truly love the advantages of a Roth. Why? Taking my money out and the gain at a later date tax-free is extremely attractive. I think you'll agree. So there you have it, 5 ways to lower the taxes on your investment portfolio and put more money in your pocket: municipal bonds, tax-managed mutual funds, fixed annuities, index mutual funds, and Roth IRAs. If you want to learn more about how you can become a great investor, sign up for our free financial newsletter, ask me your investment questions, or take advantage of our free financial resources, simply visit greatinvestor.org. That's greatinvestor.org. My latest book, How to Be a Great Investor, is also available on Amazon or the greatinvestor.org website. Thanks for listening. This is Richard Everett, your host of this podcast, More Income, Less Taxes. May God bless you and keep you, and may God bless America. Goodbye.
This has been How to Be a Great Investor with Richard Everett.
Hello, Ethel. It's Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. How are you?
Okay, all things considered. It's been difficult since Ricky passed away. I need help.
What kind of help?
Well, I'm confused about what to do with my savings and investments. I'd like to do some traveling and help the kids, but I'm not sure if I should use our retirement funds now or wait till later.
Lucy, it's so important to get good advice. Why don't you call the professionals at Wealth Managers, LLC?
Sounds like a great idea. I'll call them today. Hey, can you come with me, Ethel?
Of course, Lucy. Here's their phone number. 1-800-497-9995.
Securities and advisory services offered through registered representatives of Satira Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC. Wealth Managers, LLC is independent of Satira Advisor Networks, LLC, and can be reached at 800-497-9995 or wealthmanagersllc.com.